It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Kevin Kitchen. He is with the Utah Department of Transportation. We're going to discuss what's going on with the an update of the Port of Entry project, plus a couple of other road projects that are going on in the area that people may need to be aware of. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, pleasure as always. Thank you, Dave.
Anytime. Now, let's start with the Port of Entry and kind of give people a rundown as to what's going on over there and what we can expect with that project going forward now.
Right. So this is probably one of our most visible projects at this time. And as we've mentioned previously to your listeners, we are building a new Port of Entry there. It's kind of a two-phased project. The first phase is taking care of all of the things that are necessary, ramps and roads and places to park the trucks and that kind of a thing. And then after that is all completed, they'll come back in and put a new structure there, building and so forth for the employees and the things that need to take place for inspection, etc. But what's happening right now, a little bit dusty, a lot of vibration types of things as they prepare basically the shoulder areas. They're doing a lot of excavation and adjacent to Highway 6, and they're going to be moving utilities, and they're still placing a sewer pipeline there, heading both eastbound and westbound, basically working daytime hours. But because of the nature of the earthwork and so forth, a lot of noise, vibration, and dust in the air from that. And, of course, we try and keep that under control. So, you know, if your listeners have concerns about that, they shouldn't hesitate. We do have a phone number. I should probably maybe give you on that in case people are experiencing problems. They can know who to get a hold of. I'll give that to you in just a second. But that's going to be ongoing here for a few weeks, and then we'll be moving closer towards getting grade for those ramps and paving. And once we get to that stage, then there's the possibility we'll have to take a lane on US 6 in order for the trucks to get in and do the paving work and make those transitions into the main lines.
So we've got paving coming up within the next month or so, probably?
Yeah, that's about where we're at. I mean, this is prime season for getting to that point. As long as we can get the utility work taken care of, then, you know, they need those temperatures to be able to pave. And so you're going to see all kinds of paving activity popping up around the state. It already has started popping up within the past few weeks, and you're going to see that over the next 4 to 6 weeks easily.
Okay, and then just a really quick question just for, you know, my own curiosity. When they move to the structure phase, is the structure going to be built on site, or is it going to be more like a trailer or something like that?
No, this will be a permanent structure on site, and this will give us some added capacity and really help out when it comes to being able to inspect those trucks and so forth. So this is a really very nice facility, major upgrade from what we've seen down there earlier on 10. So
definitely. Okay, so we've got the Port of Entry. We've got paving coming up at the Port of Entry within the month or so, and next month or so, and then we'll be moving to a construction phase for a building and all that good stuff. Now, you were saying that there's a project that's coming up on Kenilworth Road that you wanted to discuss.
Yes, so this one, folks will see activity taking place this week, and we could see paving potentially as early as next week. This is basically preservation. We're going to be going in and paving the road between Kenilworth and then coming down and splitting out there on Spring Glen Road, as well as 157 as you hook up with US 6 there. So basically those roads that lead out to Kenilworth and where they join with US 6 are all going to get new pavement. We were hoping to do a lot more with the drainage, but this is preservation funds, and we have a very limited ability to do some things beyond pavement. There will be a little bit of curb and gutter work in a one- or two-block section in Kenilworth itself, I believe. But other than that, it's going to be primarily a paving job. So what that means is for those folks that are commuting in and out of town there, you are going to see some single-lane traffic, potential for some delays there as flaggers work you through those operations, and that's a pretty good stretch. So, you know, it's going to take a few weeks to get there. Like we say, as early as next week, we could be doing that. And I think if people have questions, I've got a hotline for that one as well as the Peerless Port Entry I should probably share with you.
Okay.
If you don't mind, let me just give you the port one in case folks have any further questions of the project team there. We have people that are willing to help out with information on that one. And that particular number for the port is 888-777-3150. 888-777-3150. And then for the job, in Kenilworth. The phone number for that one will be 1-800-292-3557. 1-800-292-3557. So the Kenilworth job, what they're doing is they'll be doing utility work this week in preparation along those shoulders so that they can come in and then do the resurfacing after that.
Okay, so that should start, you're saying, in earnest, really, next week, you're hoping to be able to start at the beginning of that?
Yeah, folks will actually see, they'll actually see some utility work probably beginning this week.
Okay.
And some things along the shoulders. But the paving, if the utility work goes well, which is always a challenge, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if that goes well, potentially as early as next Monday, we could start to see pavement going down.
Okay, perfect. And then finally, to wrap up, we had a project here on the east end of town that you wanted to talk about a little.
Yeah, now that was a local government project, Price City, and we kind of partnered up with them, federal funds, but they've taken about a quarter of a mile of road on 1900 East there, and that has now been paved. Project manager over that one tells me that's a fantastic opportunity. I understand there's already folks that are looking at development there, both residential and potentially commercial, so that's a real, I think, positive thing. For Price City to have that now completed, and they're just putting the finishing touches on that and just had an inspection last week on it. And then the other one, a little further down south and out of the way, SR-122 to Hiawatha. They're just doing some finish items on that one. That one's all paved. Really nice job with a really nice new, what we call stone matrix asphalt surface, which really helps to keep the water out. And that one just finishing up. It's about that one has paint that still needs to go down, but that's a nice new smooth surface that will last for years to come. They're going out to Hiawatha. And that's really the extent of the major items that we have taking place in Carbon County right now.
All right. Hey, Kevin, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We appreciate it. We'll try and touch base with you again in 2 or 3 weeks, and maybe we'll talk about the port a little bit more, and maybe something else will be coming up. All right.
Sounds great. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate
Kevin,
you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. That's Kevin Kitchen with Utah Department of Transportation talking about some of the upcoming projects and some that are ongoing right now here in the Castle Country area. Now, for more information on interviews like this, check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.